Gracie and Me by Gillian Plowman.
Here we are in sunny Cape Town. Welcome to the Rainbow Nation. We hope you enjoyed your flight. Thank you.
I'm back in South Africa after 27 years. It's taken me that long. I'm not planning to stay. That long to find her. No. That long to pluck up the courage to find her. He said he'd be here. Maybe that's me. K.H.
Hello. I'm Catherine Hilton.
Ah, Peter Van Tonder. Welcome to Cape Town.
K.H.
Well, private investigators are always careful. You never know if the person you're meeting is the person someone else is looking for.
You're the only person looking for me, I hope.
My ID. Check it.
I recognize you from your website photograph.
Nevertheless, you are about to get into a car with a strange man.
It's a beautiful day. Early morning, not too hot. The sun, the smell. Table Mountain in the background. I was surprised when Peter Van Tonder told me to fly to Cape Town, not Johannesburg, where it all began. You get off a plane when you've crossed half the world and everything's different. How hugely different it seemed 27 years ago, when I was 10.
We have landed at Jan Smuts International Airport, Johannesburg. Please remain in your seats.
Katie. Is it Katie? You're not like your photo.
I'd been told to kiss her, but she didn't kiss me. And I felt silly putting my face up. Instead, she shook my hand.
Pleased to meet you, Godmother.
You could call me Helen, as you're so grown up.
If I was that grown up, why couldn't I stay at home and help look after Mummy?
Your mother has to rest before the baby is born.
I know.
She won't want you under her feet, will she? You'll enjoy your holiday here. We have a swimming pool in the garden. You'll meet your godfather tonight.
How can you be my godparents if you weren't at my christening?
By proxy. It was a busy time for us. This is Gracie.
Miss Katie, you are a pretty girl. You come with me. No, no. I carry all your bags. I show you the house, the swimming pool, the games room. I have made your bedroom lovely. There is a chute at the end of the day. When you take off your clothes to go to bed, you open the little door, and they come straight down to me in the washroom. Shush. Next time you see them, they are clean and fresh and neat and tidy in your drawer.
Shush.
Shush.
I liked Gracie. She smiled all the time. Her teeth sparkled and her skin shone. She wore a dress patterned with big coloured flowers. She hugged me 3 times that first day, and it felt bouncy.
I'm good at ironing.
You don't have to do anything.
Why not?
Because I do everything in this house.
Everything?
Everything.
Why?
It's my job.
Where do you live?
In the garden.
Can I see? Oh, it's lovely. Just like a Wendy house.
Everything is provided by Mem. Even my toilet rolls. They are pink. I do not have to go out. Therefore, I am always here. I want for nothing.
Can I see inside?
Another time.
Why not now?
It's my house, Miss Katie. You must wait for permission.
We should drop any valuables off at your hotel.
Can't we go straight to Kailitsha?
No, we'll create too much interest arriving at this hour. It's best if we establish a base for you. Very nice hotel room, with your credit cards and passports safely locked away.
I put on my sunglasses and stare through the window as the car sweeps out of the airport on the road to the city. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, always shocks people, so close to such a modern airport.
Miles upon miles of squatters' huts. A shanty town of roofs and walls, of tin and wood, cardboard and plastic sheets, tumbling against each other, holding each other up, stretching as far as the eye can see. Grey and colourless. Bleak, black silhouettes. The architecture of the township.
What happened to Mandela's dream, eh? How many of them still live in places like this?
How many of them still live in places like this? Is it still them? Oh!
Many.
Why did they throw stones at us?
They're trying to dent a nice car. Some of them get very good. They really miss.
Just a game?
Maybe.
Are you sure you found her?
No.
What?
Well, you didn't give me a surname.
I don't know her surname.
Just an old photo.
I told you the names of her children, as much about her as I could.
Yeah, but you wouldn't let me tell her you were looking for her. That would have confirmed who she was.
I couldn't.
Well, you want to surprise her?
She wouldn't have let me come.
Why not?
She won't want to see me. My godparents were out all day. I swam in the pool, but there was no one to swim with. I played in the games room, but there was no one to play with. Gracie cooked and served the evening meal, and I ate and listened. I followed Gracie everywhere.
Vegetables, ma'am?
Thank you. What did you do today, Katie?
Gracie went on the black bus. She said I couldn't go.
You went out?
Yes, ma'am.
And left Katie on her own?
Why couldn't I go on the black bus?
Because you're white.
I was away less than an hour, ma'am. I did not take my afternoon off.
She went to buy me a present.
What was it?
She hasn't given it to me.
The present was for Beauty, ma'am.
Who's Beauty?
Not now.
Beauty is my daughter.
I didn't know that. Where is she? How old is she?
Be quiet, Katie. Eat your meal.
She is in Temba. It is 6 months since I have seen Beauty, ma'am. I would like permission to go again.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Where's Temba? Why doesn't she live here?
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Can I have permission to come in?
What are you doing out of bed?
Tell me about Beauty.
Beauty is 10 years old, like you.
Why doesn't she live with you?
The government decided that black people should move away from the places that white people live.
Why?
The government is white. They want to keep the best places for themselves. You are only allowed here if you are employed. I am a Swana person. They sent us all to an area of land they called a homeland. Boputa Swana. Then they made it an independent state. So now I am not even a South African citizen. And my children are not South African. So they cannot be here.
But...
I am lucky because I have a good job.
Who looks after Beauty?
Beauty has 2 older brothers and a grandmother. I send them money.
What are the brothers called?
Neville and Nathaniel. They are 14 and 15 years old.
Does she have a daddy?
Her daddy was a hard-working man in the mine. He had an accident.
What happened?
He never came home.
Do you miss Beauty?
Very much.
Do you think my mother misses me?
Of course she does.
Gracie, I want to go home.
Come here, little Katie. You know what? I pretend you are Beauty, and you pretend I am your mother, and we have a big hug. Shush.
Shush.
Gracie was allowed to go to Poputatswana for 3 days, and I missed her desperately. I burst into the Wendy house as soon as she got back. I threw myself into her arms. And then I saw Beauty. Small and slim, with large, frightened eyes. She was holding a book against the bodice of her bright yellow dress, as though it were a shield.
Little girls and their mothers should not be parted. That is why I have brought Beauty back with me. But it is a secret. For we will all get into trouble if the authorities know about it. Please, Katie, keep this secret. Do not tell the boss and ma'am. Beauty will hide here in the Wendy house. She will be a friend for you in the daytime when everyone is gone to work. It will be as though I have 2 daughters.
I liked the secret, and Beauty was fun to play with. I taught her how to swim, and she caught a snake and taught me how to hold it. She was also keen to practice her reading, and I lent her Little Women. Suddenly, without realizing what it was, I began to feel jealous of Gracie and Beauty, curled up on their shared bed, reading, whilst I sat alone on the stairs, listening once again to the after-dinner opinions of my godparents and their friends.
Beauty, are you coming swimming?
Yes, I'm coming.
I can stand on my head in the water.
How do you do that?
Put your hands down, then your head, and kick your legs up behind. Watch. Try.
Did I do it?
Yes! I'm a crocodile coming to get you!
No!
Don't jump me!
I'm fighting the crocodile.
You're a monkey.
You're a monkey.
I'm not. I'm white. Don't! Ah!
You're a white monkey.
You're a black monkey.
Ah! Ah! Ow! 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 Ow!
You're not allowed in here anymore.
Why not?
You're making the water dirty.
No, I'm not.
You are. It's black. It's turning black. Get out.
You can't tell me what to do.
I can tell all black people what to do.
No, you can't. You're a child.
Yes, I can. I can tell your mother what to do.
At least I have got a mother.
I've got a mother.
Who doesn't want you with her?
Look at my clothes. You've made them all wet with black water. Go and wash them. I want clean clothes to wear.
I didn't make them wet.
Hey, what are you two arguing about?
She won't do what I say.
I don't have to do what she says.
Perhaps we should discuss what it is Katie wants you to do.
I want her to wash my clothes and get me clean ones.
Well now, that's my job. I'll do that.
She says I made the water black and splashed them.
You made the water black? How did she do that, Katie?
Because she is black.
Look at the water. What color is it?
I don't know.
When we scoop out some water, it is as clear as a crystal. Do you agree? Beauty can't turn the water black just by being in it, no more than you can turn it white. But you must both make sure your feet are clean before you jump in, or there will be dirt in it.
My feet are clean. She's the one with dirty feet. I don't want her coming into the house anymore. I don't want her coming into my bedroom and reading my books and wearing my clothes. She broke a plate yesterday and I had to lie and say it was me.
I didn't.
You nearly did. I have to lie all the time about you.
No, you don't. You're the liar.
Keeping the secret is the same as lying. And I'm only going to carry on doing it if you do what I say.
You know, I think that is a fair deal. Katie will keep the secret and you will do what she says, Beauty.
Are you all right?
Painful memories.
South Africa, it's full of those.
You have to do what I say. You have to be a dog and drink out of the dog's bowl. Beauty is a dog's name. I know a dog in England called Beauty. Drink it all up.
The bowl is not washed.
You can wash it after.
Beauty! Get up!
You told me to do what she says.
She told you to do this?
To drink out of the dog's bowl.
How dare you! Not this. Never this. Where did you learn such things? To be so cruel?
It's not cruel. I haven't hurt her. We're just playing being animals.
That a child should treat another child this way, I cannot believe. I have loved you, Katie. Like my own daughter. Because I believed you were a special little girl who didn't even see the huge chasm that separates people. You just stepped right over it. Now, I see that you are as white as any of them. A white oppressor, despising black people, robbing us of dignity.
Don't talk to me like that.
I will talk to you like that. Because you need to know what it is you are doing.
I'm not doing anything.
I made a big mistake with you. You were a lonely child with no one to play with, and Beauty was willing to be your friend. Beauty was born here in South Africa, and you came as a visitor, and she made you welcome.
She's not even supposed to be here. I made her welcome.
Beauty will never kneel on the floor again for you or anybody else. You have been corrupted. You are growing ugly inside. And this thing that you are doing to Beauty will make her ugly too. I will not allow it.
I don't want to see her. You'll have to lock her in the Wendy house.
That I will not do.
Then I'll tell them the secret.
Katie here tells me that you have another person living with you.
My daughter, ma'am. Beauty.
Katie says that she has been in this house. You have fed and washed her in this house.
I did not use extra, ma'am.
Without my permission.
I could not ask your permission.
Because you know it is against the law.
Yes.
You forced Katie to keep silent.
Yes, ma'am.
You forced her to lend your daughter clothes and books, to swim with her in the pool, to eat with her.
I thought they could be friends. Katie was lonely.
I am not a mean person, Gracie, but you are here under the strictest conditions. You are not South African.
I was born here.
You are now from Bophuthatswana. You are a foreigner. You are here because I employ you, not your family. I can be fined for breaking the law.
I do not understand these laws that split up families.
You understand them well enough. I could also go to prison because you disobeyed the law.
The only law I wish to obey is the love a mother has for her child.
You have betrayed me, Gracie.
I am sorry, ma'am.
You will send Beauty back.
She needs me, ma'am.
Then you will return too. You will no longer work here. You are dismissed.
Gracie looked at me. and for the only time that I can remember, I saw the tears run down her face. Silently and with great dignity, she turned and left the room. I never saw her again. She and Beauty were gone before I woke up next morning. The Wendy house was empty, except for a note left on the table with my name on it.
We're on the outskirts of Kailiche.
It's amazing.
They're vibrant, eh? Full of life. They do township tours, you know. They'll dance and sing for you.
I realize how that sounds.
You know, we're coming into Site C, which is where Gracie, if it is Gracie, lives.
I know it will be Gracie. I can feel her close.
What can I do for you?
I'm Peter Van Tonder. This is Catherine Hilton.
Gracie, it's me, Katie. I've come from England. My name is Mrs. Mojapelo.
Don't you remember me?
Come inside. I don't want people staring at strangers on my doorstep.
Her hair is grey now, and she walks with a limp. But her skin shines as it always did, and the flowers on her dress are as colourful as ever.
Have you come to arrest me?
No!
Have you?
Of course he hasn't.
He works for the police.
I hired him to find you. He brought me here.
I can tell.
He's a private investigator.
Who works for the police.
Do you?
Oh, we exchange information sometimes, if it means catching criminals.
And you hired him to find me?
Not because you're a criminal. You haven't done anything wrong. Peter, tell her she hasn't done anything wrong.
I wasn't sure if Mrs. Mojapelo was Gracie.
She is.
Mrs. Mojapelo is wanted by the police.
How do you know that?
Well, it's been 4 months since you first contacted me. And I had to search the whole of South Africa. Police records were one way. Eventually, I found a possible link to Mrs. Mojapelo through one of her sons, Nathaniel, who'd been arrested some years ago. And then she herself showed up on police records.
What's she done?
She's worked as a maid in several houses in Hout Bay. They noticed stuff missing. She's wanted for theft. Hey! Hey, you kids!
Do you want to see my home? Turn in a full circle. There. You see it. One room.
A table with a red cloth and two chairs. A stove with shiny pots. A bed behind a hand-woven drape, and packing case shelves crammed with books. Suddenly my eyes focus on one well-worn little hardback.
Little Women, you've still got my book.
Oh. Beauty crossed your name out and put hers.
You do know who I am.
She did it in pencil, in case you ever want it back. Always keep it, Mama, she said, in case Katie wants it back. Do you want it back?
No, tell her she can write in it in ink. How is she?
I think you'd better go now.
I've come such a long way to see you.
You are troubled.
Oh, please, Gracie.
Mrs. Mojapelo.
Let me stay a bit longer to talk to you.
You brought trouble to me before, and I have thought about it for a long time. And maybe it was because you were a child you didn't understand. And now you come again to bring trouble to me.
No, I've come to apologize.
But I think you still don't understand.
I'm sorry that I didn't know your name. My godparents didn't know it. After I went back to England, I wanted to write to you, but they couldn't tell me your name. I did write. I addressed the envelope to Gracie in Tembabuputatswana, and after 4 months it came back to me. Unopened.
What are you apologizing for? A letter not reaching me?
for everything. For the things I said. For you losing your job and your home. It's haunted me.
So, you pay a man a lot of money to track me down. And you catch a big airplane and you get in a smart car so you can stop being haunted.
You're angry.
What do you want? A big hug to finish your journey? Everything all right now with Miss Katie?
I thought I might make amends in some way.
There's no need. South Africa is free now. We have a black president. Everyone has a vote and everyone is equal. You might look around and think that Mrs. Mohapelo, she lives in a space smaller than the Wendy House. But it is what I can afford, not what I am given. I may share a toilet with four neighbors, but I can choose the color of my own toilet rolls.
What did you steal?
A lot of houses throw away books once they are read. I ask to take them. Now, I am a little library. People come here to borrow a book or sometimes to sit in this chair and read so that they can be in another place and forget their worries.
Have you lost your jobs?
I went back to your godparents' house after the pass laws were finished. But they were not there. Some other people were there. They didn't want me to work for them. Where did they go?
They moved to a different house.
This different house. Who kept this house clean and fresh and neat and tidy?
I don't know. I didn't go there.
Why not?
I refused to return to South Africa. I didn't want to see my godparents again. Through my teenage years, it was my own way of protesting against apartheid. Better than just not eating South African apples, I was able to feel self-righteous. But that wasn't the whole truth.
It was the power I had. It frightened me. I was an orderly, obedient child with little influence over any aspect of my life. And then suddenly I could tell people what to do, cause things to happen. I hadn't learned how to do any of that, and I did it all wrong. And it was because I was in South Africa. What you said was right. I was trouble.
I think you are very important now.
No.
I can tell. You worked hard in school.
Yes.
Did you attend university?
Yes.
We have very fine universities in South Africa.
I know you do.
What do you do now? You are a grown woman.
Do you remember the note you left me in the Wendy House?
Miss Katie, you are a person who can change things. In the rest of your life, make sure they are good things. Do everything you can to make the world a good place to live in.
I'm a lawyer, and I specialize in human rights. I still have that note.
All humans have rights.
I know.
My sons had rights. The ANC people came to them and showed them how they could be liberated from the Bophuthatswana government and fight for freedom and the right to be South African. There was a big political rally in 1990, and people were being arrested. Nathaniel told Neville to run away, and he ran into the river. They fired tear gas canisters at him, and he became weak. They would not let him out of the river. Nathaniel came to my house the next day and took me to the mortuary, and there was Neville. He was 21.
I'm so sorry.
Nathaniel was imprisoned for being a member of the banned ANC party. Everyone has heard of Nelson Mandela, but who has heard of Nathaniel Mohapelo?
I have now.
Who was not strong enough to survive prison.
What happened to him?
Tuberculosis. You wish you hadn't come now to hear this story.
On the contrary.
My sons took part in the events that led to the eventual democratization of South Africa. I am proud.
I would be too.
In 1994, we became South Africans again. We could go wherever we wanted. We celebrated.
The whole world celebrated.
Do you have children?
No, I'm not married.
But you are beautiful.
I work.
Do you know what is amazing?
No.
Beauty wanted to be a lawyer too, to put things to rights, like you.
I can believe that.
But she had no high school education. No matter how many books she read from the library, there was no money for her to study.
It's not too late. I could sponsor her.
She worked at the petrol station filling people's cars.
I can talk to her about it.
One of the men who had a car gave her a son. And Beauty's whole life from that moment was devoted to earning enough money for his education. We moved here so she could get better work.
What does she do?
A new supermarket opened and she got a good job on the checkout. Double shifts.
Hard work.
She was allowed 2 uniforms. I have to return them.
Why do you have to return them?
Stanley will be a lawyer, she decided. He is now 19 years old. He is a university student with a bursary. But he is doing business studies.
That's a good choice.
Not law, like she wanted.
Do you think Beauty would meet me?
Beauty fell in love 4 years ago with Morswen Randera. They had a small wedding because Beauty was saving for Stanley. Morswen Randera gave her the AIDS virus. Do you know how much funerals cost? 4,000 rand. Beauty begged me not to use the education money, but I was not going to give her a beggar's funeral.
That's why.
Every day, I catch the bus and go to those big houses behind their electric fences. There are ladies there who have necklaces they don't like and never wear, and rings that don't fit their fingers anymore. And this jewelry sits in boxes that are never opened.
You thought they wouldn't notice.
What is the point of jewelry that sits in boxes?
Could you not have asked for a loan? Could one of them not have helped you out?
They would not trust me to pay them back.
What about the supermarket?
As soon as they found out she was ill, they stopped her working there.
Could she not get antiretroviral drugs?
They are not available for everybody.
I'll go to the police and sort this out.
They will make you tell them where I live.
I will see your employers and tell them why you stole from them.
Beware the power you think you have now that you are in South Africa.
Kate, it's about time we left.
What the hell?
Give me your car keys.
Hey, now don't shoot.
Don't move!
Hey, now you keep calm, eh? The keys are in my pocket. I'll have to move my hand.
Do it!
Stanley, what are you doing?
Stanley! My God!
Are you playing games?
No!
Stanley, your grandson!
Where did you get a gun?
Car keys.
They are my guests.
They could be staying forever if I don't get the keys.
Put it down. I'm telling you.
Don't tell me. Keys!
All right. Now look, it's alarmed, that car. It's high tech, eh? Only my fingerprints will turn it off. The alarm goes straight to the police station. They look out for me. They'll be on your tail in seconds.
Okay, go out and unlock the car, start the engine running, then come back here. If you drive away, I'll shoot her.
She's a British tourist, you understand? There'll be big trouble for you.
Then do what he says and he won't shoot me.
For God's sake, Peter.
Stanley, I don't believe this is you. You are not one of these thugs.
I told you, don't talk to me.
You're an educated boy. Stop making holes in my roof, Stanley. The rain will come through.
Put your cell phone on the floor.
Okay.
You, put your cell phone on the floor and kick them both over here.
Stanley, come to your senses.
Speak to me again and I will shoot them both now. Go and start the car.
Sure, sure. You can have the car. There's no point in shooting us. All right.
Stay behind me, Miss Katie. If my grandson wants to shoot you, the bullet will have to pass through me first. And I tell you, that is quite a long way for it to go.
Don't be stupid.
You're the stupid one. Your mother is only in her grave 1 month, and you have become a gunman? Why?
I am stealing a car.
Why do you want to steal a car? You are at the university.
They have sent me packing, Gogo.
What?
The bursary is not enough to cover the fees. They're asking for more money. I have rent to pay, books, food. It's impossible.
Your mother saved for you.
What she saved for me will buy me a pencil, maybe.
You cannot desecrate her memory by becoming a thief. That is not how she brought you up. We are not a family of thieves. If there is not enough money, you must work to pay for these things.
I work. I clean the streets early morning and wait on tables at night, and I am told that my studies are suffering and that I must leave. I cannot do it all.
I will do the jobs. You will do the studying.
You are a crippled old woman.
Education is supposed to release you from the necessity of violence to make ends meet. Now you have to become a criminal in order to get your education?
I see carjackers with guns and knives. And what do they do, huh? They buy drugs and beer with the money they get. I can buy a university education. One car like this for each term is all it would take.
The university is not going to want a carjacker studying there.
They won't know.
Of course they'll know. That man out there is a detective. This lady is a lawyer. You think they're not going to tell anybody you stole their car at gunpoint?
They only know who I am because you told them, Gogo.
So how dangerous does that make him? I'm pretty sure that he doesn't want to hurt anyone, least of all Gracie. But he is a desperate young man, desperate for a future that is still out of reach. Surrounded by violence, he chooses a course of action that is spiraling out of control.
There has to be another way, Stanley.
Then you tell me what it is.
I will pay the fees. You don't need to take the car.
You say that so you don't get shot.
I was your mother's friend.
I never saw you being a friend.
We were friends as children. Look in that book. Both our names are in there.
I told him!
Kate?
I'm okay!
I can't start the car without the alarm going off. There's something wrong with it.
Leave it a minute. It will work in a minute.
He's lying!
No! You know, with anything technical, you switch it off and then on again and it works.
No, he's tricking me!
Stanley, listen. I will pay for you to continue at university. There is a reason I came here. This is it. That man out there, he's working for me. I will tell him not to say anything about this, and I will not say anything. You can give me the gun, and I'll take it away. No one will know.
Now you are tricking me.
I would not trick Beauty's son.
How much will you give me?
You will have to work out how much you need.
How dare you?
What?
Place such temptation before my grandson.
Gracie, I'm...
Mrs. Mohapelo.
I want to help him.
You're a lawyer, and you think that is the right way to help? He points a gun at you and you offer him money? He has never done this before. He sees this works. He will do this again. You are making Stanley a criminal.
I'm trying to stop him being a criminal.
By giving him money so he doesn't shoot you?
I'm negotiating with him.
You are corrupting him. Only when you have apologized to him will I allow you to negotiate.
Me apologize to him?
You have been corrupted. You are growing ugly inside. And this thing that you are doing will make her ugly too. I will not allow it.
Your grandmother is right. I apologize.
But you're going to give me money for the fees?
No. It was wrong of me to say that I would.
What are you saying now?
The keys are in the ignition. The engine's running.
I'm saying now you have a choice. Peter, if Stanley does not steal the car, he's not a carjacker.
No.
If he does not harm us,
What is he guilty of?
Holding us to ransom.
He lets us go?
Well, theft. You're the lawyer. He's got our funds.
He borrowed them.
Threatening behaviour, then. He's pointing a gun at us.
There's an interesting reason for that.
I hope I live long enough to hear it.
They are negotiating.
Oh, are they?
You can take that car, Stanley. Face almost certain imprisonment and losing your university place forever. Or you can put your gun down and we'll sit round the table as equals and discuss this very important matter of your university education.
Put your brains together.
Exactly.
Fees should never be an obstacle to education.
Of course. You've hit the nail right on the head, Mrs. Mohapella. I can take this up legally with the university and, if necessary, with the South African government. It's an infringement of your human rights to expect you to work night and day in order to pay fees for studies that you are too exhausted to undertake.
Will that work?
Shall we try?
Miss Katie is a lawyer of the highest repute. She will make it work. You can trust her. I will put that gun in my pocket. There.
Good timing.
What?
Police.
Peter!
You called the police.
I told you, the alarm goes straight through to them.
Never trust a white face. What am I going to do now?
The police are coming for me, Stanley, not you.
What?
Isn't that right, Miss Katie?
Yes.
The police have been searching for me. Tell him.
Peter?
Yeah, Mrs. Mohapella is wanted by the police, yes.
Why?
I am a thief. But I want to tell my employers I am ashamed. I'm sorry, Stanley. I set a very bad example for you. Tell the police I am coming quietly.
All right.
You want him to get away with this?
What is better for this country, Peter? A young man who is in prison or a young man who is studying business at university?
I look at Gracie, at the sadness in her eyes. I know that more than anything, she wants to be proud of Stanley.
Would you like me to represent him, Mrs. Mohapella?
Gracie.
Gracie. I will do my very best for him.
I know you will, Miss Katie.
In Gracie and Me by Gillian Plowman, Kate Hilton was played by Harriet Walter. Gracie Mohapella was Jenny Jules, and Peter Ventonde, Henry Goodman. The godmother was Hannah Boyd. Katie, Lauren Moat. Beauty, Lakeisha Jean. And Stanley, Denton Chikura. Gracie and Me was directed by Annie Castledine and is a Catherine Bailey production for BBC Radio 4.